Harry to explain what was behind his sudden insistence on this inspection. Rosenberg and Reyes couldn't look less alike, Harry thought. Rosenberg had a long, narrow face with teeth that looked a size too big for his jaw and a thick mop of tightly curled russet hair. His body looked soft, pot-bellied, but his tongue was sharp. Wally always had a quip or a wisecrack at hand. He could be cutting. Angel Reyes was built like a Venezuelan shortstop, small, agile, almost a full head shorter than Wally. Dark brown hair cut in bristling spikes, big liquid dark eyes like you see on sentimental paintings of little waifs. Angie was quiet, soft-spoken. At first glance, he looked like one of those gardener's guys who run leaf blowers all day. But Angie had an engineering degree from Florida State University, where he had indeed played 4 years of varsity baseball for the Seminoles. Shortstop. It felt chilly and cramped back here near the plane's tail. Harry imagined that's what a morgue would feel like. Cold as death. He could see his breath forming little clouds of steam in the air despite the tank's heavy insulation. At least he didn't smell any leaks. Rosenberg caught his sniffing.
"There's no leaks," he said, his voice resentful. "We've checked from end to end."
"Good," said Harry. But he was thinking, should I tell them about the missing optics assembly? Should I tell them that we have a saboteur on board? Maybe one of them is the guy. Maybe they already know. Somehow the steady growl of the 747's engines was louder back here, Harry thought. Just like an airliner. First class is up front, the peasants sit in back. "Okay," he said to the two men. "I want you to keep your eyes open. We've got a problem." Reyes's dark eyes went wider. Rosenberg looked skeptical.
"What problem?" Wally asked, almost sneering.
"Somebody tried to sabotage the ranging laser."
"What?"
Reyes's mouth dropped open, but he said nothing. "The forward optics assembly's gone missing," Harry explained. "Monk's replacing it from the spares."
"For crap's sake, Harry, that doesn't mean sabotage," Rosenberg snapped. "What's the matter with you? It's not like you to go off the deep end."
Harry studied Rosenberg's face. "Wally looks sincere enough," he thought. "He's sore at me for thinking it's sabotage." "Look," he said, "Monk says he checked the Ranger last night and it was all right. Now that we're out here over the goddamn Pacific Ocean, the forward optics assembly goes missing. Somebody took it out of its setting and hid it. That's sabotage. Somebody's trying to abort this mission, and it's got to be one of us."
"Jesu,"
Reyes muttered. Rosenberg, for once, had nothing to say. Tapping a knuckle on the frosted side of the oxygen tank, Harry said softly, "It wouldn't take much to blow this plane out of the sky. We'd all get killed nice and dead."
"Jesu."
This time Reyes crossed himself. "Watch everything," Harry said. "And everybody." Reyes nodded. Rosenberg said,
"And who's gonna watch you, El Jefe?"
Karen Christopher heard O'Banion's voice in her headphone, clipped and businesslike. "Message from Andrews coming through, ma'am." "Put it through," she commanded.
"It's printing out. No voice."
Colonel Christopher glanced over at Kaufman in the right-hand seat. He'd just come back into the cockpit after flaking out on one of the bunks built into the rear of the flight deck. Still, he looked pouchy-eyed, weary.
"How do you feel, Obi?" she asked.
"I'm okay," he said, clicking the